Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 66 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Da'od, you should know, Da'afilu levazo so lechoref es hamesim gam kein osur. To disgrace or degrade dead people is also prohibited. Even though the person's not alive and they're not trying to get a certain job that you're getting them to lose, nevertheless, the Lashon Hara will intrinsically be prohibited. V'chol ze afilu im hames am ha'aretz. This is true even if the person is not a person of stature that you're speaking about. Kol shekin im hu talmud chacham. But certainly, if the person is a scholar, and a result of what you're doing is a disgrace to Torah as well. Kol shekein sha'osa levazo says divrei toraso, and certainly that it's prohibited to disgrace a person's Torah. Now, the basic thrust of the Chafetz Chaim statement was that one is not allowed to disgrace even a person who has passed on. Now, I'd like to draw a distinction over here between what we might call family nostalgia and something else called disgrace. Once a person has passed on, the family will often reminisce on that person's behaviors. The person may have always been diligently on time. The person might have been a belt and suspenders person, always making sure, and then making sure again, that it's done correctly. I don't believe that if the tone is family nostalgia, reminiscing, that would be a violation. If it's gentle, if it's pleasant, if it's remembering lovingly the qualities of the person, even if they're not particularly qualities that we want to emulate, but it's just out of love, as opposed to disgracing the person, remembering them lignai for negativity, and that, the Chafetz Chaim is writing, is prohibited. As an aside, the Chafetz Chaim raised the point that disgracing a Talmud Chacham, one who passed on or one is living, is of additional complication, because over there it's becoming compounded by the fact that we have to honor the Talmud Chacham, and in particular, if the disgrace is regarding his Torah itself, then it's a disgrace to Torah. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim observes that we have at times recorded in Jewish literature very forceful statements stated from one scholar to another that seem to be less than dignified. Indeed, sometimes we have the expression, when someone disagrees with someone else, b'mechilas kavod toraso, which is basically with all due respect. Sometimes you'll have, this is a mistake, which is a little bit less diplomatic. But sometimes you'll literally find, it's not common, but you will find recorded, and apparently there was a reason they recorded the expression, domesh she'ein lo moach bekadkado. It seems that you don't know how to learn. And the Chafetz Chaim explains, Hainu rak bevikuchim, these expressions would only be used during a debate, Shahaya beinayim bedivrei Torah, that they were discussing Torah topics, and they needed to state their position forcefully because they held that the other one was leading people astray inadvertently, by their mistaken understanding of a mitzvah. And therefore they came down strong. But chas v'shalom, to assume that in any regular interaction that there would be a lessening of respect from one to the other. And the words we find is v'yikvu'u hadavar l'doros. They were concerned that people would establish the law in that way for generations if they didn't take a forceful stand. This is similar to the concept that we have in shul, that if a Baal Kore makes a mistake, that we correct him. We correct him because he has the wrong pronunciation. We correct him because he got the tenses wrong, or he pluralized something that should have been in the singular. Imagine for a moment if a person was making a speech and they botched up in the grammar of it. I'm pretty sure that people would not start correcting him and calling out corrections because he accidentally ended off his sentence with the wrong grammar for a complex sentence. He was doing ands and ors and ended up saying it wrong. Why we do correct the Baal Kore is because we're concerned that with time, mistakes could develop into a bad tradition of something that's enormously dear to us, which is the accuracy of Torah. And so, you have this example, only while the Torah is being disseminated, that we try diplomacy, but if necessary, there might be a stronger expression used by a very great person. But certainly, outside of that particular debate, we have to be very careful both to live people and to people that are passed on, to make sure to always deal with it respectfully. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.